Welcome to another episode of Love Masters Podcast. It is August the 13th, 2021. Actually, it's Friday the 13th. And we are representing and honoring the divine feminine on today. And I am your hostess, Prophetess Stephanie B. Hawkins, aka the Love Goddess, Queen, High Priestess, Midwife, Twin Flame, Light Worker, Entrepreneur, Life Coach, and Manifester. Spirit prompted me to come on today and talk a little bit about love. L-O-V-E. So I'm going to set the foundation by reading 1 Corinthians 13, the full chapter. Here we go. If I speak human or angelic language, but do not have love, I am a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I donate all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body in order to boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful, is not conceited, does not act inappropriately, is not selfish, is not provoked, and does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds joy in unrighteousness. No, wait a minute. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for languages, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a full-grown woman, I put aside childish things. For now we see instinctively, as in a mirror. But then face to face, now I know in part, but then I will know fully, as I am fully known. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Ashe and amen. Now, let me talk a little bit about this scripture, because this scripture is letting us know that the highest frequency on the planet is love. Love will heal you. Love can heal others around you. And y'all know how the Lord, how they always say that the Lord is love, that God is love. That's because love trumps everything. And then once you ascend to the frequency and the vibrations of love, then you are able to tap into the fruits of love, which are joy, peace, enlightenment, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and even self-control. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, against these such things, there is no law. So you are literally operating out of time when you operate in love. Think on that. Selah. Now expand your consciousness, my people, and expand your mind on today and tap into this love frequency. It'll change your life. I pray this message has brought some value to your life. Ashe, my people. This is Prophetess Stephanie. I thank you for tuning in to Love Masters. And if this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to hear more content like this, hit that support button and support your girl so I can freely bring this knowledge. I love you guys, and I'm out.